So let's just close our eyes if that feels comfortable and relax and breathe. Allowing ourselves to let go of getting here and just being here now, present in this lovely room, present with all these beautiful people, perhaps thinking about all of the lovely faces that joined us as we gathered today. Knowing that this is a circle of light, of peace and ease, of flow and grace, of connection to Source. We are focusing on amplifying our connection to Source. And when we are connected to Source, when we are in alignment with the opinions of Source, we feel really, really, really good. And when we disagree with the opinions of Source, we can get our panties in a twist and find ourselves not feeling as good as we did before. And we might blame the external circumstances we're focused on, but it's really our internal relationship with Spirit that is the determinant of how we feel. Because that feeling, that emotion, positive or negative, is an indicator of our agreement with the knowing of our inner being. Breathing in and relaxing more deeply, we begin to remember that beautiful connection to Source from the moment we were conceived in this physical lifetime, through all of our growth as a fetus, through our birth process, and all of our life ever since. Our inner being has been there with us in every moment, almost like a guardian angel that ever guides us to the perfect thought, to the perfect action, to all of the activities that we would like to participate in, ever guiding, ever loving, ever completely connected to us. Our inner being is always here, in every moment of all of time and everywhere we go, in every atom of all of space. That divine source is right here with us. We are so blessed. We are so loved. So just breathe in and relax into that love. A little more deeply, remembering the peace that is the center foundation, the grid, core grid of our lives. Abraham has been talking about our core grids lately, feeling that perfection of the core grid, knowing that we are ever loved. Our inner beings are always present, but we don't always feel their presence. We don't always feel our inner beings here and now. Why is that? Well, that's because we choose to see differently, to push against something that isn't exactly what we want. We focus on the unwanted in life, and we feel disempowered and separate, isolated from our inner being, when our inner being is always here. And more and more and more, Abraham talks about not only our inner being here, but all of those we've ever loved being present with us in this present moment. We are so loved. We are so adored. Just relax and breathe into the love. The love of everyone we've ever loved, even if they appear to have left our lives. Always loved. Whether they still exist in the physical or they're completely non-physical now. Ever loving. connecting with the love. When we focus on something unwanted, we separate ourselves from that feeling of loved, feeling good, feeling the blessing of life. But it's our choice. We are ever free. And Abraham wants us to care enough to make feeling good our highest priority, and under all circumstances and conditions. That is where our control is. They tell the story of Esther saying, when she does something wonderful and her life just glows, she says, "I did that." She claims her power. And in those moments, something she doesn't want happens. Like this week, losing her American Express card and someone else trying to charge something to it. She says, "I did that." And she begins to recognize all of those little moments when she worried about having just the one card and only having a $100 bill that they couldn't break at the store. That is the moment in that worried thought. That is the moment that begins to evoke the cooperative universe in bringing us that which we've worried about. One small thought after one small thought accumulates by law of attraction. In the last couple of workshops, Abraham's talked consistently about the momentum we create by our focus of thought, whether it's focusing on that which is wanted or unwanted. And if we care enough to catch the first worry thought, or the second, third, or 22nd, we probably won't have a manifestation. But as we forget, as we allow ourselves to move into that space of fear or worry, of irritation or resentment, of anger or rage or terror, the feelings keep getting bigger and bigger and harder to change that momentum. But we slow down the momentum by going general. We have more control than ever before as we begin to observe the correlation between the feelings we had and the manifestations. In Esther's story, the worry thoughts about only having one credit card and then losing that credit card. We can begin to contour our feelings all day, every day. We have complete control to think and feel and watch what happens. We have the ability to be in mindful, deliberate control of our vibration and cooperate consciously with our benevolent, loving universe that gives us exactly what we ask for, whether it's what we want or not. "Here you go," the universe says. "Here you go, just what you ordered." And when what you ordered isn't what you wanted, that's when you say, "Maybe I need to rethink this and re-feel this." And look for thoughts that feel good. So Abraham's helping us learn to tune to who we really are. And one thing they said yesterday that was so wonderful is that everything that is happening is temporary, because it is in this moment responding to our now frequency. And you can change your now frequency by your focus of attention. And that's what we will do for the remainder of this meditation. we will allow our non-now frequency to focus very, very generally on what we want. Let's relax and breathe. Because very generally, I think it's true that we all want to know that all is well. We want to remember that there is a peace at the center of our being. And we want to allow that peace to participate in every activity that we have. Feeling peaceful and taking our action from hearing our guidance. Having a calm, quiet mind that listens eagerly to our guidance. I believe we want to feel that little negative emotion at the place of irritation or a little bit of worry, rather than let it get to be terror or rage. So let us notice in our lives how we feel right now about where we are. Think for a moment about your home and feel into your home space. How do you feel about your home? How is the grid of your home filling in today? Does it feel like sanctuary? Does it feel like peace? Does it feel like laughter? Does it feel like love? Feel into your home and see what your current grid feels like based on what you've been manifesting lately. Perhaps it feels active. Perhaps it feels alive. Perhaps it feels restful. Perhaps it feels... How does it feel? And now very generally, go general and think of how you would like it to feel. What is the grid word you would like to apply to your home? Do you want your home to be fun or tranquil, joyful or peaceful? So many wonderful possibilities, and you can choose more than one grid word to apply to your home today. Perhaps words I've spoken or words for yourself. Find your grid words of home. Let the universe feel how you want home to feel. Perhaps finding something in your home that feels like that. Something beautiful. Something restful. Something comfortable. Something relaxing. Something nurturing. Or gentle. Feel home. And now let's notice your grid about relationships right now. Notice the manifestations that you've had about relationships recently. And whether you like them or not, empower yourself with, I did that. I did that. I loved it. And I want more of that universe. It feels like joy. It feels like leapfrogging conversations. It feels like belly laughter. It feels like fun. It feels like savoring life. Or perhaps not. Still say, I did that. But say, perhaps I want to change that. That encounter didn't feel that good. Knowing what I didn't want there perhaps tells me what I did want. I didn't want rudeness. I wanted kindness. I want my grid to fill in with kindness and gentleness and connection. I want my grid to fill in with ease and harmony. I want my relationships to be fun and full of laughter and joy. I want my relationships to be celebratory. I want to come together with people who are ready to celebrate life. Take a moment now to fill in a grid with what you do want in your relationships. Just notice the grid words you choose, the words that feel really good to you. Now let's notice the grid that we have going at the moment about our physical bodies. Notice how your body has been feeling to you lately. Is your body feeling good? Is your body feeling graceful and flexible and strong? Is your body feeling powerful? Is your body feeling relaxed? Is your body feeling comfortable? Are you resting deeply? Are you sleeping well? If you are, you have lots of grid words that are filling in, and the universe is supplying you with the grid that you've asked for about what you want in your body. But perhaps not right now. Perhaps you're experiencing some discomfort or some unease in some organ, cell, or system of your body. Perhaps you're not feeling as flexible as you'd like or as strong. And allow yourself to notice the unwanted and take the bounce to the wanted. If I'm not feeling strong, then I'm looking for strength. What does power feel like? Where do I feel powerful in my body? What evidence of strength can I see? I was strong enough to walk in here today. I was strong enough to do this or that in my week. I was empowered and flexible in this moment. I was comfortable in that moment. Find the grid words wholeness, health, ease, comfort, strength that speak to you of the body that you want to inhabit in this physical life. And simply riff on the grid words. Remember occasions when you felt flexible. Remember what it's like to deeply relax. Remember healing from some incident that you had in the past that you recovered from easily. Recognize the wisdom of your physical body and your deep, ongoing, conscious connection to Source. Loving your body with your grid work. Appreciating your already beauty and fitness and strength. I don't know about you, but it feels really good to me to do grid work. And our time is almost up now. So take just a moment to remember some of your favorite grid words. Some of the grid words that felt really delicious to you. That felt really empowering. Or fun, or freeing. Connect with your grid. And remember, it's not your job to fill in your grid. The universe fills in the grid as you just feel it, and vibrate it, and be it. It's so simple. As Abraham said yesterday, it's more simple than you know. I am so grateful for the San Diego workshop of 7712 that inspired this meditation. And so it is.